green apple, fufu berry, and orange cream. Jones Soda has always been known for its unique soda flavors, and now you can pick up a bottle unique to the state of Michigan. The Seattle-based company has released a limited edition series of Michigan-themed products that will also be bottled in the state of Michigan. The series will feature 40 photos by Michigan-based photographers depicting things from monuments to everyday life in the Great Lakes state. Jennifer Q is the CEO of Jones Soda. She said the Made in Michigan line is part of the company's revitalization effort, as Jones has strong ties in the state.
Well, we had a really passionate distributor that brought the brand into Michigan, an individual actually who was in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and he saw the brand initially, Matt Marini, and he fell in love with it, as we all did when we were in Vancouver, Canada. And Matt just did a great job of building the brand initially, and then eventually, he was smart enough too, he partnered with a Miller network of distributors throughout the state, so created really his own little company called Jones Soda Michigan, which combined with his passion and the passion of the people that he brought on, as well as the distributor acumen of these distributors, really built the brand in the right way in the state of Michigan.
So you've just announced a launch of Michigan-themed Jones Sodas. How are these bottles tied to the Great Lakes state?
Well, when I first came back to Jones, I'd been with Jones 11 years and 6 years out, and back last year I came back and I drove through the state of Michigan, and in November of last year I really wanted to do something interesting for Michigan because I had such great relationships with all the distributors and knew how much Michigan meant to us. So we sort of started hatching out a program where we started to invite all of our fans and consumers in Michigan to send us iconic Michigan photos. We then also decided to not only have the product be Michigan-themed, but then also add another component this time to have it bottled right in the state of Michigan and in the city of Detroit. So we put together a bottling and the images of Jones to be all about Michigan. And so we've coined the term Made in Michigan because it was bottled right in Detroit, and all 40 different images from our passionate Jones fans in Michigan, as well as some images from the Made in Detroit clothing brand, who also partnered with us a lot for this program that we're doing to honor the state of Michigan.
So the images are Michigan-centric. I guess, how did you go about selecting the pictures that are used on the bottles?
Well, we put a call out on our Facebook page, and we have, as you know, we have like many millions of photos. Anyway, we just select the ones that we think will be great images of Michigan and that work well with the space for the image on the Jones Soda brand. So we've definitely over the years developed an eye to which images work, but we also wanted to have great images throughout the state.
Now, the flavors of these sodas, are these the standard flavors that you guys typically offer, or is there?
Oh yeah, these are our top-selling flavors. We wanted to have it on all of our top. Well, we've given the top eight, and all eight flavors are definitely up there.
As a kid, for me, one of my favorite parts of getting a Jones Soda was that label with the image, because it was like having a little piece of artwork in your hands, and in a way that made the bottle worth something more than just soda. Why is that style of packaging so central to the Jones Soda product?
Well, it's kind of interesting because how we launched the brand, we actually used a photographer to help design our brand. And then his passion for black and white photography led us to start out with these interesting images and more sort of urban scenes. I actually have the first label sheet right in front of me right now as I'm speaking to you.
But what is it of? I'm just curious.
Oh, it's great. It's like there's a photo of an eye. There's a photo of a piece of the back end of a Chevy Impala. There's a stop sign. There's a salt and pepper shaker. There's a skateboarder. There's a it's just a cross-section from Victor John Penner was the photographer. But when we started selling the brand, when we had the brand in our hands, we went out and all consumers would come up to us and say, well, I'm a great photographer too. And we just decided at that point in time, let's open it up, because everyone has that in them, and we acknowledge who it is, whose photo that we use on the side of the bottle by putting their name and where they're from. So it is, I love that quote that you just said, a little piece of artwork, because that's what it is, and it's all of our consumers that are helping to us to create this brand.
Jones Soda has faced some financial troubles in the past several years. The company's stock has been down. Mm-hmm. I guess, do you see initiatives like this Made in Michigan campaign as a way to kind of return to that grassroots culture that really surrounded Jones Soda at the start?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I came back a year ago as the CEO. I've put a turnaround program into place, and really, one of the things that really struck me was that the company had gone down this corporate path, and that's not who we are. So, immediately brought back some people, especially in Michigan, some of our core salespeople, that have that entrepreneurial spirit, and then really doing the unique marketing things that we do best, such as something like Made in Michigan. We partner with another Michigan company, Fiat, because we have similar, you know, DNA, young, fun, independent, colorful, and we're doing some unique marketing initiatives with Fiat out in California. Doing these more grassroots marketing initiatives that don't cost the company a lot of money, but really it is so much more our brand.
So when will we start seeing these in stores? And I guess which stores are they going to be sold in?
Oh, you can get them in stores right now. We on our press release, we outlined Bush's, Fresh Food Market has it, Holiday Markets, Nino Savaggio, Vince and Joe's Gourmet Markets, and ACO Hardware stores all have them right now. It's in the marketplace right now.
Are you guys working on any other projects like this with other states, or yeah?
No, not like this. Michigan is a unique market for us. We have the volume in the state of Michigan, which can allow us. We obviously have to have some volume to do a very dedicated run like this. But yeah, right now it was really Michigan that was our focus for this program.
For the soda line, what do you recommend? What's your favorite?
My favorite is, well, I love the Jones Black Zilch Black Cherry. That's one of my favorites. It's the most phenomenal diet soda I've ever had. I love our root beer. Our root beer is phenomenal. And I love the berry lemonade.
Well, Jennifer, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Jennifer Kew is the CEO of Jones Soda, and they just launched their Michigan Jones Soda line. Thanks again, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Emmanuel.
Everybody loves him so. He's got a little ice cream shop.
I'm Emmanuel Berry, and thanks for listening to Current State Weekend here on WKAR.
I'm making sodas for the crowd. They call him a soda pop a pop. He's got a shop on the corner where the kids go to bop. They call him soda pop a pop. Play it cool after school, say about 3 o'clock. Strawberry, raspberry, lemon, or lime. Pops a biggie, sodas all of the time. Rock and roll for only a dime. Say hello to soda.